For this week's installment of our summer reading series, we spoke with Gigi Sohn. She is the president of Public Knowledge, an advocacy group for digital and intellectual property rights based here in Washington. Gigi Sohn describes herself as a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, but she usually steers clear of political books. She plans to make an exception for Richard Clark's Against All Enemies, the tell-all insider's perspective on how the last four presidents have dealt with terrorism.
What I've been hearing from other people who've read the book is that there's just so much information that you don't know. This book seems to me to perhaps have something new and different in it and something I can learn from. And that's just sort of reiterating what I already know and already believe.
Sohn usually prefers nonfiction, such as The Road from Corrine, a coming-of-age memoir by Australian writer Jill Kerr Conway.
She and her family became rich and poor tending to sheep, you know, when they had rain. The sheep would have great wool and they'd be loaded, but most of the time, unfortunately, there was horrible, horrible drought. She basically became a woman in the outer outback.
Sohn also enjoys novels that provide a dramatically different perspective from her Long Island Jewish upbringing. The Shipping News by Annie Prue is a favorite. It's the story of a grieving widower named Coyle who moves from upstate New York to Newfoundland and writes about the shipping industry for a local paper.
There's no great adventure. I'm not a big bang-up adventure person, but it's about how Coyle meets somebody new and starts a new life for himself in a place that's completely foreign to him.
South African novelist J.M. Coetzee touches on a similar theme in Disgrace. The lead character is David Lurie, a divorced college professor in Cape Town who loses his job and the respect of his colleagues after having an affair with a student. Lurie retreats to South Africa's Eastern Cape to live with his 20-something daughter, who he barely knows. Their relationship contrasts starkly with Sohn's strong family ties.
The notion that somebody could be so far estranged from their family is not something that I know of. And I just thought it was incredibly sad that he's in his 50s and he has to learn all over again who his daughter is. It's very interesting because I feel that in recent years, and I'm in my 40s, I've really learned who my father is.
Sohn recently finished White Teeth by Zadie Smith. The novel follows the lifelong friendship between two men and their London families, Samad, a Bengali Muslim who's torn between religious tradition and secular urban living, and Archie, the English husband of a Jamaican woman. Another confused and uncertain character in the book really resonated with Sohn.
I related to Irie, who is the daughter of the mixed-race couple, because she's very, very smart, maybe a little socially awkward, and just sort of finding her way in the world. I mean, I just liked her growing up pains, you know, sort of the awkward teenager who sort of blossoms into a flower.
Gigi Sohn is the president of Public Knowledge, a digital rights advocacy group in Washington. Please visit our books page at npr.org to learn more about our summer reading series.